All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, the New England Patriots are still basking in their glory as far as winning Super Bowl number 51, but it is never too early to look further ahead. And the reason why I bring that up, of course, Tom Brady is still entrenched as the Patriots starting quarterback, but yet and still he's up there in age, and Tom Brady is not going to be able to do it forever. Now, back in 2014, we saw the Patriots use an early draft pick on quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo out of Eastern Illinois. And these past 3 years, Garoppolo has been a backup to Brady. He got his most significant work this past season when Tom Brady began the first four games of the season being suspended, and Garoppolo got the start in the first two contests, and he went 2-0. And in those games, he completed more than 68% of his passes while throwing four touchdowns, and he was not intercepted. Now, Garoppolo did suffer a shoulder injury afterwards, and it opened the door for Jacoby Brissett to come in and be the Patriots starting quarterback in weeks 3 and 4 before Brady came back in week number 5. But you look at it like this: Garoppolo was still under contract with New England, and they hold all the cards right now. And the reason why I bring it up is this: would the Patriots entertain the chance to trade Garoppolo? And you look around the NFL right now, there aren't a lot of teams that have quality starting quarterbacks. And there are teams right now that are looking to start over. And we have several months before the NFL draft. And I know there's going to be an evaluation process of the college athletes that are hopeful to enter the NFL. But is there a team out there that would be willing to pull off a trade to acquire Garoppolo from the Patriots? We saw it during the season when Teddy Bridgewater suffered an injury for the Minnesota Vikings, and they were without a starting quarterback, and thus the Vikings had to give up a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick to the Philadelphia Eagles in order to acquire quarterback Sam Bradford. I guarantee you that opened up the eyes of Bill Belichick as far as what the Eagles were able to receive in compensation for Sam Bradford. Now, you look at teams that are heading into this draft with the possibility of taking a quarterback, and one team that comes to mind, I'm looking at the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the Niners will enter the draft with the second overall pick. I don't see San Francisco and their new general manager, John Lynch, giving up the second overall pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, but something that is enticing to the Patriots, should these two teams want to sit down together and strike a deal. San Francisco does have the 34th overall pick, which is the second pick of the second round. You also have the second pick going throughout the remainder of the draft, and San Francisco has 2 6-round picks as well as 2 7-round picks. In total, they have 9 picks altogether. So would John Lynch and new head coach Kyle Shanahan be willing to make that move? We'll have to wait and see. You look at the Chicago Bears. The Bears come into the draft process with the 3rd overall pick, and it's a situation, yes, they do have veteran quarterback Jay Cutler on the roster, but they're not getting any better with Jay Cutler. And I know there's still a lot of money that is owed to Cutler, and it's a situation, because of that, I think Chicago is going to hold on to him and not make a deal. You look at the Buffalo Bills. This is another long shot right here, just for the simple fact that Bill Belichick would have to trade Jimmy Garoppolo within the division. Hasn't stopped him before, because he traded Drew Bledsoe to the Buffalo Bills back in 2002 when the Pats were fresh off of winning the Super Bowl with a relative unknown at that time in Tom Brady. And finally, the Cleveland Browns. There's not a guarantee that Robert Griffin III is going to be their starting quarterback next season. You also saw some youngsters this past year, and Cody Kessler and Kevin Hogan get some time at quarterback. But for head coach Hugh Jackson, who is his guy going to be? Who is his signal caller going to be? Now, Cleveland, of course, has the first overall pick coming into the draft. I don't see them parting with that, but they do have an additional first-round pick. So you look at it and you say, well, if Cleveland can strike a deal for Garoppolo, would they go for it? We'll have to wait and see. But I don't think Bill Belichick is going to be hasty about this. First and foremost, he's going to find a deal that is going to be beneficial for him and his team. And if he does not find that deal, Jimmy Garoppolo could be with the Patriots for 2017. And at the same time, who's to say that Tom Brady just doesn't give it one more year and the Patriots are then ready to hand over the reins to Garoppolo? But there is plenty of different avenues that the Patriots can go. And, you know, that's credit to Bill Belichick. He's put himself in this position as far as the system that he has created within the Patriots. He drafts players, he develops players, and when he knows that he can't pay everybody, he will ship guys out to other teams and get draft picks and keep the process repeating. So it's a situation right here. He once again is holding all the cards. And it's just going to be very interesting between now and the NFL draft, looking at the draft evaluation as far as these teams go and evaluating their quarterbacks. And would one of them be willing to part with some picks in order to get Mr. Garoppolo off of the Patriots' hands? We'll just have to wait and see. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com. is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the second half of the NBA season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.